You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Well, we're going to start this off with talking about Trump and his 9/11 bill signing. What's the 9/11 bill signing, you're asking? Well, he decided to permanently fund 9/11 victims. And while you may be celebrating this, and oh yes, oh my God, yes, that's so amazing. Okay, well, let me ask you this. The plane that hit the Pentagon, where's it at? Where's the debris? Where did all those explosions come from floor by floor that brought the buildings down? I thought it was planes that melted it way up high and brought the entire building down from a crash way up high when they had reinforced steel beams and all this crap. Why were there explosions floor by floor by floor by floor by floor all the way until it reached the very top if it was brought down by planes? Okay? But Trump wants to permanently... I'm flabbergasted here. How do you permanently fund victims like that? Why? Why? I'd even go as far as to say that Trump wouldn't use a veto as long as he thinks it makes him look bad in the public eye. So these said victims, shouldn't they be able to get disability and things like that? Why do they need a permanent fund? Tell me that. And show me said victims. We haven't interviewed said victims from what I understand. They haven't been put through an excruciating verification process. Neither have illegal immigrants. They're just accepted because of the word asylum. Asylum is their word. They don't have to say anything but I seek asylum. Asylum, asylum. That's all they need to say. There's no verification process in place for that, nothing. There's no verification process, as far as I understand, for these said victims for the 9/11 quote-unquote tragedy. Yes, 9/11 was a hoax. Could people have really died? Yeah, probably. They could have. Could people have really ran into the building and sacrificed themselves? Yeah, they probably could have. Do their families deserve permanent funding? Hell no! Hell no! Hell to the no! No, they do not. You cannot sit here and justify a super unbalanced budget along with a super $1 trillion debt or how, like, dude, our debt is so stupid right now that, like, how are you gonna come up with the number for it? Really, I wanna know. How are you gonna come up with a number for our debt right now? I'd really like to know, because our debt is so stupid. It's skyrocketing by the minute. How can you even have a total for that thing right now? Instead of working it down, wiping it out, whatever it takes to get rid of the dang thing, we're just piling on more and more and more and more and more and introducing more and more and more and more and more budget cuts that we can't afford to cut. I'm sorry. Do you want to justify cutting a teacher's pay? Do you want to justify cutting our kids' education? I tried. I can't. I'm lucky to come out of school with the education that I do have, and most of it I learned on the streets. How sad is that? How sad is that? It's sad to sit here and be able to say, does Trump know anything about that? No. Does he care? Probably not. He's not paid enough to care. He's not even paid enough as president to care, because he claims he's forced to get rid of his $100,000 a year check. He said he is punked into giving away his check. In so many words, yes, he did. And if you don't remember, do your research and quit telling other people to do theirs. If you didn't do your research, you have no business to tell other people to do theirs. Plain and simple. So yeah, tell me. How does Trump giving away all this money to said 9/11 victims that we haven't vetted and processed in a tragedy that was staged by BS Obama. It was staged by Obama. His dad was into construction. He inherited millions from that. Turned around, made friends with Bush. And together, yes, together, they pull off 9/11. How does that make you feel? Are you okay with that? You can blame Bush for Obama and Obama for Trump and Trump for Obama and Obama for Bush. But when it comes down to it, they're all three on the same team. They're all on the same team. Change my mother frickin' mind. All this drama syndicated. I'm sticking to my story since the beginning. This is all syndicated drama brought on by Trump derangement syndrome and sponsored by people like DiBongino. You know, it's sick. It's sick. It's really sick what y'all are doing. Oh yeah, Bush and Obama, the father of lies. Liar. It's Trump. Look at how sick of mind games he's playing. Look at how sick of, like, every time I want to start, like, loving him and supporting him, he pulls crap like this 9/11 BS. That is the last straw. Mr. Donald Trump, if you're listening, I have given you shot after shot after chance after chance after opportunity to explain yourself. Much less prove me wrong. And you fell so hard. So hard. It's sad. Your behavior while in office is sad. Obama's was infuriating and Bush's was laughable for the most part. But yours is just sad. Your campaign is sad. Do you want to know why? You're triple matching donations. You are actually matching your own donations for your campaign. In other words, people get $5. They're really given $20 to $25. What do you say? Triple match? That's $20. You donate $5. You're really donating $20. No, you're really donating $5. Trump is really giving himself. He's paying himself. 15. How does that make you feel? I've activated triple match. What is this? Really? What is this? Is this something to fund sick kids? Or is this something to fund your name? I'm confused on what I'm watching here. What is this? You know, I made you sit around and wait to find out what the story about the Free Speech Podcast is. So here it is. What happened with the free speech that somebody said to me that answered just about everything? Well, I was in the middle of getting fired for reasons that they won't release because it's a lie and they don't want to get caught in a lie and they know that I can defend myself very well. So they're trying to make it to where I can't defend myself at all. I have no option to defend myself and I'm just fired. Okay, well, what was said was that right before all that happened, all that went down, there was a complaint about my online behavior somehow. Somehow that comes up in a complaint that has nothing to do with my job, okay? And he doesn't tell me that people are complaining about this to his face. He just makes I said, well, what do you think I should do about this? Which had nothing to do with any online behavior, right? I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was so stupid. Because I was pulled in the office so many times over things that didn't exist, didn't happen, or were somebody else's fault completely. It's not just me pointing the finger. No, it was your fault. You made a bad choice, and you're trying to make me pay for it. And that's bullshit. But what did this person say? Oh, my suggestion is to stay offline. I said, excuse me? Stay off social media. I'm like, okay, really? But here I am. Yeah, I'm agreeing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should stay off of social media. Oh, my God. I totally understand where you're coming from. Please just keep telling me why you're doing this. Oh, yeah. Whatever. But the point of the matter is the guy says, well, I suggest you stay off social media. And I'm all like, but I have a right to free speech. Ding, 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 ding. Here is the key of what he said that answered everything. Just because you have the right to free speech doesn't mean you should be able to post it online and make everyone have to deal with it. I'm gonna repeat that to you. He says, just because you have the right to free speech doesn't mean that you should be able to post it online and force everyone to deal with it. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. Yep. Yep. It's sick what some people will sit around thinking. But what's even more sick is what people are trying to do to people who stand up for the right thing, stand up for themselves, and stand up for others. They don't want you doing that. They don't want you having an opinion. They don't want you being yourself. They want you to be a pruned, pricked robot who happens to be in the shape of a rose, but they don't want the thorns. They don't want you to have thorns. They don't want you to be all natural. They don't care. They want you to be somebody that they can control that doesn't have an opinion. Don't you understand? They don't want you to have an opinion. Like, does that make sense to you? If you have an opinion, that means that you think for yourself and therefore that you are a free thinker, and free thinkers are dangerous according to them. How is a free thinker dangerous? You're not. You're not dangerous. You're a danger to their credibility, and that's all. That's all that is to them. You're a danger to their crap, to their lies. Just like this garlic festival shooting crap. It's a lie, and you know it, and it's verbatim. And the fact that somebody was so nasty to me about it online, cussing at me, telling me to get the F off his page, and calling me scum. Excuse me? You're the one who's allegedly supporting baby butchery, baby blood sacrifice. You're nasty. You're really just sick in the head. Who supports that? Who in their right mind supports that nasty baby butchering stuff? Yuck! You're